Hello and welcome to the Shetland Resolve Camcast. Today's episode is for anyone who feels a sense of heaviness as the festive season arrives. Maybe a tiredness, a tenderness, maybe a weight that you can't quite name, but it's there. Maybe emotions feel closer to the surface. Or everything simply feels a little more effortful than usual. Sometimes we don't recognise this heaviness as grief, but often that's exactly what it is. Grief can come from losing someone you love, and it can also come from losing a part of life, a sense of self, a routine, a relationship, a future, or a version of you that once felt steady. And for many listening, this heaviness does come from bereavement. The deep ache of missing someone irreplaceable. If that's the case for you, I want to honour that first. Your loss is real, profound, and deserving of gentleness. Wherever your heaviness comes from, and whatever shape your grief may take, even if you hadn't named it grief until now, you are welcome here. The festive season often brings a strange contradiction. The world around us grows louder and brighter, while your internal world might feel quieter, heavier, or more fragile. You might notice unexpected tears, and trust me, they are healthy, or a sense of numbness, irritability, or a heaviness that lingers quietly in the background. Sometimes, even simple things feel overwhelming, or ordinary tasks feel like wading through deep treacle. These experiences are incredibly common, especially at this time of the year when there is so much pressure to feel joyful. And it can make your true emotions feel even more out of place. Nothing about this means that you're doing poorly. It simply means something in you is tender and responding in a very human and very understandable way. When we talk about grief, we often picture bereavement first. And for many listeners, grieving someone who has died is at the centre of your experience. That loss is profound and it deserves to be honoured. And grief can also grow from many other kinds of loss, often quietly and often without a name. Some listeners may be grieving the end of a relationship, a friendship that changed, a role, identity, or routine that once anchored them, their health or sense of stability, a beloved pet, a home or a community, a future they once imagined, or a version of themselves they no longer recognise. Sometimes grief appears when life shifts in ways you never expected, or when something meaningful slips away gradually. Your heart doesn't categorise losses, it simply feels what has been lost. So if you're carrying any kind of grief today, I want you to know that your feelings make sense, perfect sense. Your experience is valid, and you're not meant to feel differently than you do. And let's look at what I would call the shooting of grief. A lot of suffering around grief comes not from the grief itself, but from the pressure we place ourselves under. Thoughts like, I should be coping better. I should be stronger. I should be more festive. I should be over this by now. These thoughts often appear because the outside world is celebrating while your inner world feels fragile. Let me say this gently and clearly. There is no correct way to grieve. There is no timeline. And there is no emotional shape you're required to fit. Your nervous system responds in the way that it needs to, based on everything you've lived through. You're not behind, you're not failing, you're simply grieving, and grief takes the shape it needs to take. One of the kindest things you can offer yourself this season is permission to feel what you feel without reshaping it to meet expectations. You're allowed to choose simplicity. You're allowed to step back from things that feel too much. You're allowed quiet moments of remembrance. You're allowed tears. They are healthy. You are allowed numbness. You are allowed to feel flickers of joy when they appear and not feel guilty for that. And you're allowed not to force joy when it doesn't arise. Grief doesn't eliminate the possibility of warmth. Warmth doesn't eliminate grief. Both can exist in the same heart, and both are allowed. Many people tell me the hardest part of grieving in December is the contrast between how they feel and how they think they should feel. Inside, things can be tender and heavy. Outside, everything looks cheerful and polished. If you've been comparing your inner world to the festive highlight reels you see online, then please remember this. People rarely share their true quiet moments of sorrow or overwhelm online. You're not alone in feeling the way you do. You're simply being honest with yourself. You're allowed to choose a gentler version of the season. Your well-being matters. And if this feels right for you, let's take a small moment together to soften the nervous system a little, but only if it feels right. This is not about changing how you feel, just about offering your system a peery bit, a little bit of steadiness. So if it feels comfortable, just notice the support beneath your body. The firmness of the chair or the bed, or the floor or the ground. The way that it holds you without asking for anything. No pressure to relax. No pressure to shift anything. just a quiet moment of being supported. If emotions move, let them stay gentle. If nothing moves, that's completely welcome. Your system knows what feels safe. And now, a gentle invitation. This year, I created a 20-minute grief support audio for anyone that's carrying heaviness through the festive season. It isn't designed to fix grief or change your emotions. It simply offers a soft, steady place for your nervous system to rest while you carry what you carry in your own way. If it feels like it might support you, you'll find the link in the show notes. And if today isn't the right moment for that, that's completely okay. You get to choose what feels best for you. Thank you for spending this time with me today. Whatever your grief or heaviness looks like, new or old, loud or quiet, clear or complicated, it deserves gentleness. You're carrying something meaningful. You're doing the best you can, and that is enough. That is always enough. I'm sending you warmth, steadiness, and a sense of companionship for the days ahead.